Well, the federal government confirmed earlier this week that it is drafting legislation to change the Qantas Sale Act, but that will have to win support in the Senate. Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen says the opposition is prepared to look at ways of keeping Qantas flying, but Labor says it must remain majority Australian owned.
Today looks like being a very difficult day for Qantas and many Qantas workers. And of course, those people who will be getting that difficult news today need to be first and foremost in our thoughts. Now, we've made it clear, can I say two things? Firstly, we're prepared to look at, constructively, what the government puts forward in relation to Qantas. Secondly, that 50% Australian ownership, as has been in the Qantas Sale Act since 1992 with bipartisan support, is important. But we'll look at what the government proposes within those parameters and that framework.
The Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen. The government has any potential debt guarantee, says that any potential debt guarantee would come with onerous conditions on Qantas. The Deputy Prime Minister and Transport Minister is Warren Truss. Warren Truss, good morning.
Good morning.
Is the government still considering a debt guarantee? Because the Prime Minister's office seemed to be softening on that a little last night.
Well, we'll look at what Qantas has to say today and what its potential implications are. We obviously want Qantas to be a strong airline and serving Australia for generations ahead. But ultimately, the future of the business is in Qantas's own hands. It is appropriate for management and the board to take tough decisions when the market has moved against the airline or when their cost structure is out of hand. One would expect any business to deal with those issues promptly and constructively if, in fact, they're going to be viable into the future. So, essentially, Qantas's future is in its own hands.
But what do you want to see from them today? What would give you a sign that they're taking on the kinds of tasks that the government wants to see done?
Well, I think the most important reaction will be what comes from the market. How does the industry perceive what Qantas is proposing to do? Does the market believe that the measures that Qantas are taking will restore its profitability and move it to a situation where it can expect long-term viability? So I think the most important thing for Qantas to do is to demonstrate that it's taking strong action, that it will be addressing its problems in a constructive way, and that it has a viable and profitable future ahead of it.
It's not just what the market says, though, isn't it? The government has a pretty clear idea of what it wants to see from Qantas. So what is that?
Well, we want to see Qantas to be a strong and viable airline into the future.
And how does it do that, though?
It's an iconic Australian brand. It has substantial assets, including cash reserves. It needs to continue to perform well. It needs to continue to be an airline that Australians are proud of. And I think it's been that reputation for safety, solid and reliable performance that's been Qantas's strongest asset over the years ahead, in the past, and in the years ahead.
I don't think that anyone would disagree with anything that you just said, but are you looking for some sort of restructuring in the way that Qantas deals with its workers, for example?
Well, Qantas will make those decisions itself, and I think it is important that the unions work constructively with their employer to make sure that the airline can be profitable in the future. British Airways, for instance, has had to cut a third of its workforce. It's difficult for European airlines or airlines with a Western cost base to be able to compete with some of the international airlines that are flying around the world at the present time. And so Qantas will have to be better managed, better run. It will have to have a more productive workforce than any of its competitors to remain strong.
Don't you think that if we see a job loss from Qantas today of between 5 and 10,000 workers, on top of the workers that we've seen go in other industries in recent times, that will unsettle people, that they will become very nervous about their own jobs with so many jobs appearing to go in the economy?
Well, I don't think anyone wants to see any jobs lost. We do have to, however, accept that technology is moving on, that many of the things that were done by human labour are now done mechanically or electronically, and that changes the face about the way in which a business is run and the number of people that it employs. So I think that change is inevitable, and that's inevitable in every industry. But in dealing with that change, we need to be conscious of the fact that many people have given long and faithful service to their employer in a position that's no longer going to be required in the future. And we must, and both the employer and indeed the nation, must be sympathetic to those people and help wherever we can.
Well, if Qantas offshores workers, for example, if they take skilled maintenance offshore and they won't return, we know that. What kind of effect will that have on the broader industry and manufacturing sector?
Well, it does have an impact. The new aircraft don't require the same level of servicing as were required of older machines, just like our cars. We don't take them in for a grease and oil change anymore every 1,000 k's. They go for a very long time between requiring servicing. And that has an impact also on aeroplanes. They require a lot less maintenance and detailed attention than they required in the past, and therefore we need less engineers. They're able to operate under conditions that were not dreamed of when Qantas was first established, or even as little as a decade ago.
All right, finally, briefly, Warren Truss, we know where the jobs are going from. Can the government tell us where the new jobs are coming from? Where are the jobs of the future that you talk about?
Well, I think that's the major challenge facing our economy. Clearly, there will be more jobs in the service sector. There will be more jobs in professional areas. There will be opportunities, clearly, for the whole five pillars that we have identified for the economy. And there'll still obviously be significant jobs in the tourism and aviation industry too. So we've got to just build on those opportunities and work constructively with employers and investors to make sure that we have a strong and vibrant economy, and having successful companies will be a key part of that.
Warren Truss, thank you.
You're very welcome.
And that was the Deputy Prime Minister and Transport Minister, Warren Truss.